Galesburg's Morning News at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning, Will Stevenson in for Tom Meredith. Tom will be back tomorrow for Galesburg Live from 7 to 9, and then he'll be back on this program on Monday morning. Pleased to be joined in studio, as we do on Fridays, with Knox College football coach Damon Tomeo. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Will. In the coaching world, what Tom's doing, is he under investigation now? Did he do something? Is he actually going to get fired this weekend? Walking papers?
I am not the person to ask about that, but I will direct you down to that office if you need to file a complaint.
That sounds like the perfect media answer, too, in the coaching world when someone was relieved of duty short term.
Yeah.
Also known as a vacation in the real world, but in the coaching world is a bad sign.
That's exactly right. Tom had Monday through Wednesday scheduled off. Then he called and some personal issues came up, and he needed to have Thursday and Friday off too. So, hey, it's not bad being back on this shift for a couple of days, but I'm going to look forward to going home and going to bed later.
Well, in reality, Will, we're looking at 15 more minutes here, and I'm going to try to get you through the end of Friday. That is my goal, to help you finish.
I appreciate that more than I can express in words, really.
Well, I know there's at least three people listening, and I got to get them to that 8 o'clock hour or 9 o'clock hour.
That's exactly right.
We'll get them there.
So while I know that was an awfully close one for you last Saturday, what was it, 52-51? Are those types of close games like that? Are those harder to deal with or easier to deal with as you kind of move on, or what goes through your mind?
Sometimes you wish when you lose, you just kind of get your butt kicked and they were better than us today and we can, build off of that and move forward. But when it's close like that, tied at the end of regulation, single overtime, we both score touchdowns, double overtime, and you take turns going first, offense and defense. So they went first, they scored. We went second in the second overtime.
You played who on Saturday?
It was Cornell, Iowa. And, we just looked at it and said, let's go for two. We got a good play called, and we were going to run it on the next play anyways, and win the game. One shot, win the game. It's homecoming. A lot of fans. We were playing pretty well on offense. And our receiver, we were actually going to go Matt McCaffrey to Kobe Shutter, the backup quarterback, now tight end, playing some for us. He was double covered, and the crossing route in the back of the end zone was open by freshman Hunter Lee. Caught a touchdown early in the day, and supposedly he stepped out of bounds before coming back in bounds to catch the ball. And so that's a foul, and ended the game on a foul, and that was it. But so we stormed about halfway to the hash, then we realized the flag was down, and we actually had lost. And so, frustration is a good word to have when you're that close to winning a game against an opponent you haven't beaten since 1988.
Yeah,
possibly going to 5-4 on the season. But our kids competed. It was good to see our quarterback played well, and we had our chances throughout the day to really finish them off earlier, and we just didn't get it done.
So you said it was a good offensive game, so you got to be proud of how the team handled that, right?
Yeah, I scored some points, and those overtime periods are tough, and we responded when we needed to, and putting two touchdowns on. So that was good. That was good to see. Again, we just wish that there was a few other snaps in there we could have gone our way, and including the last one. But it was a senior quarterback and put the weight on his shoulders, and he led us down the field and scored. And but he was thrown to a freshman, and that's something that I know he's going to build from and grow from, and I think he's going to be a terrific receiver down the road for us.
You're getting close to the end of the season now, Coach. Obviously, you have to be mostly pleased with how the team is this year compared to past years where things haven't been this good.
Yeah, we've continued to improve in a lot of areas. It's been real positive for our guys, and we've lost three games now by 18 combined points, and you want to win those games, but D3Football.com on their national broadcast this week mentioned us as a team that really has taken a huge step forward. And when you start getting national publicity for, being in that 500 mark, there says something. And our guys, I think, took some solace in that. Even though the game didn't go last week as they wanted, they realized that, we really are from the outside going forward. And that's a good feeling to have and all the work they've put in. And we had a great senior class, 10 guys. They'll play the last time they play Monmouth this weekend, and one more game next weekend as they wrap up their career.
As I say, the battle for the bronze turkey is tomorrow. I imagine, while that's, the bronze turkey has a pretty pretty neat history between Knox and Monmouth, that's not something you really ever, focus on when you're preparing for a game, right?
No, it's a rivalry game, though, and we know that the fans are going to come out in attendance, and it's going to be kind of fun having some people that have been around for a long, long time yelling at us and cursing at us that really don't know us. But you expect that, in a game like this, a rivalry game. 129 years these two schools have been playing
amazing.
Football. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Our coach and our staff, Bill Allison, was at the first game And, we recollected that a little bit with our players. And, just the history between the two schools is so neat. Bill actually was one of the people that buried the bronze turkey in the middle of the track. if we're ever looking for it, you can talk to Bill. He always seems to know where those things are at. But, it's just neat to be
How's
a part
Bill
of.
How's Bill going to feel about you outing him like that?
Well, it's just honest. We try to have 100% accountability and honesty with our program. So
there you go.
It's key. It's key that we do it, that treat each other that way. But he's been great. Bill's been great to have on our staff, and in his experience, and Dave McKillop's experience, and Andy Gibbons' experience in this game. Because it's a rivalry game. You got to kind of throw the records out. Everyone's got to play. And we know that, Monmouth has a good team again this year.
They've had a really good year, haven't they?
They have. They are ranked in the region, looking at in the 5 or 6 spot in the region, and they're kind of staring down the automatic qualifier right now. The matchup should be them versus Norbert next week. Regardless of our game this week, they should be in the championship game next week against Norbert. And it is a home game for Monmouth. So they have their opportunity to go to the playoffs once again, as they did last year.
Let's talk about some other college games. So what else are you looking for this weekend that might be of interest for folks to keep an eye on?
A lot of good games this weekend. It's kind of fun as we're getting to that near end of the season as we turn into November, getting closer to Thanksgiving and really the end. Penn State put a great game together, and Ohio State pulled that out last week. So Penn State has to travel up to Michigan State, who's now creeped into the top 25.
Yeah.
Penn State fighting for what could be the Big Ten championship game, knowing that Ohio State could be in the Final Four and out of that. So they could be in a major bowl. And there's some hope there for Penn State to continue on in their progress. But the ACC kind of gets decided this weekend for the ACC championship. Clemson goes to North Carolina State for the Atlantic Division. And on the other side in Coastal, Virginia Tech has to travel to number 10, Miami. When's the last time we talked about Miami being in the top 10?
No kidding,
that's
right?
Been a while.
It has been a while.
So ACC on both sides. This is determined most likely the ACC championship game. Those should be two good games to see. Clemson still is a very good team, even though they lost to Syracuse. That should be decided. You have to talk about the Big Ten out here. I know Iowa State, what a great win they had last week. But Oklahoma has to go down to Oklahoma State. Big 12, and that should be a good game, the Bedlam game, Oklahoma at Oklahoma State, even though Iowa State really had put it on. TCU's in that mix, and those are the four teams kind of holding that down in that area. Out west, now you're looking kind of interesting. Stanford has creeped back into the top ranking with them in Washington State battling it this week in the north. Pac-12 South, you got Arizona against USC having to go to L.A. for that one should determine the Pac-12 winner. I don't know if Pac-12 is going to have a team in the Final Four this year.
Hmm. Yeah, this is the you made me think of something. This is this first or second year at that new sort of playoff structure in that level of college football?
Yeah, this is going in the third season of this playoff structure. And,
how's that going?
I think it's going okay. I think everyone's kind of wanting a few more teams in it. Of the Power Five, one conference is not represented. And so really only getting four teams in is still kind of a hurdle that some people are struggling with. And who deserves, that word deserves comes up. If you're undefeated, you have that opportunity. And then you have the group of five schools that really don't have that opportunity to have an automatic into that. So it's a tough, tough situation. And, maybe eight teams is the right answer. But you're extending the season 1 week longer. There's a lot of challenges. Beginning, it comes down to money. I know that in time, and someone's going to make a bigger decision, but I know there's a lot of money wrapped around it right now.
I don't want to disparage them too much because we air their games every weekend, including tomorrow's, but man, is the Fighting Illini been a disappointment or what this year?
They're young. They're super young, Will, and I think they're going to have their best times that are ahead of them. They're just going to have to get there, and I think Lovey's done a good job recruiting last year and the year before, and now he's got a bunch of freshmen and redshirt freshmen on the roster that I think could be the future of the program, but we just got to get them there. And it's hard to win in college football with freshmen and 18, 19-year-old guys versus 23 and 24-year-olds.
Are fans and even the administration going to be willing to continue to give Lovey the time he needs to build a better program?
They gave him enough money. They have enough money to buy him out. So you got to wonder, next year I think 18 will be the year where it's going to be like, okay, where are we really going with this thing? Probably putting a little bit of pressure on him. I think that, having this many underclassmen, and then they were in a hole. We all know that Illinois was down, and they're kind of pulling themselves out of the hole and starting to compete a little bit, but they need some of these guys to get older, and the only way that happens is time. And if anybody understands that, that's me. Now that we have upperclassmen too, it's such an improvement and a difference in the locker room.
So we had, and of course I don't remember the player's name, but one of the two teams that played in last night's game, was complaining after the game because he had to play a football game on a Thursday. And my contention is, if you're making that kind of money, you should just shut up and play and not complain about it, or find a job where you get Thursdays off.
There's a lot of truth to that. You know, I was looking at the high school brackets for this weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's only two games this Friday. Of the 64 games in the state of Illinois this weekend, only two are Friday, 62 of them are Saturday.
It's funny how that all seems to change every year once the playoffs hit, that Friday all of a sudden isn't important anymore, and it's more important to play on Saturday for some reason.
It's crazy.
I never got that.
I don't get it either. You know, I grew up in high school was Friday, college was Saturday, NFL was Sunday, and then you had the Monday night game.
Yeah.
And now you see the Mac trying to get on TV on Thursdays and Wednesday games trying to get some TV time. The NFL playing occasional Thursday. It's crazy. High school is now playing on Saturdays. You're just kind of cutting into each other's opportunities to see these games. And now it's sad. To me, it's sad that this is starting to happen more and more. And
For sure.
Really TV revenue based and generated.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the Sunday game with the Bears and that horrible injury that Zach Miller sustained, where do you stand on that whole catcher or no catch thing?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. You know, considering we just had the same issue with a guy stepping out of bounds, and we didn't think he stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's part of why you have officials, and at least at that level, you have a lot of good replay. It was a good game for the Bears, and Trubisky again kind of came to play, and I think there's a lot to continue to build on there. This is a good week for them with a bye week for them to kind of circle the wagons a little bit and kind of, you know, figure out as they finish the second half of the season what's next for them. But I think some good things are coming for them, and I think Trubisky in doing that now is a good decision, and they got to continue to go with him.
All right. Sounds like they're the only way to go from here is up for them, right?
Right. I think so. And he's going to get more experience, and they're still running the ball well and playing some decent defense. So I think they've got some shots of winning a few more. Now, playoffs, that's always a fun playoffs. Not sure yet this year will be for the Bears, you know, with only three wins, and they're going to have to kind of get into that 8-10 mark.
Yeah.
And that's going to be tough in the final eight games of the season.
What else are you looking for this weekend in the NFL?
You know, the Pats have the bye week. The Steelers got the bye week. The Vikings are on the bye week. The Bears are on the bye week. You know, a lot of the fun teams around here. We don't talk about Green Bay anymore because they don't have a quarterback. But, you know, the two games to probably turn on would be the Chiefs traveling to Dallas. Dallas had 4 wins, 4-3 on the season, I think is a little struggle. But the Chiefs are really playing well, and this is kind of a game there that's going to decide some things down the road. Chiefs 6-2 on the season at Dallas. It's the afternoon game. And the other one, we got to go with the Eagles again. With a one-loss Eagles home against the Broncos, Denver continues to play well, and the Eagles are surprising a lot of people as the only one loss at the halfway mark.
All right. With that, we're out of time. Knox College football coach Damon Tomeo, thanks so much for coming in, regardless of the lack of football expertise on my part. But again, as you said, we got to blame Tom.
We definitely blame Tom. He's buying donuts next week. And, Will, I think you did a tremendous job, and you tolerated me, which it goes a long way. So
I can
thank you for that.
I've done news for a long time. I can tolerate lots of people. Thanks so much for coming in. Have a good weekend, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.